KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Tourism Minister Patricia de Lille says South Africa under its G20 presidency will voice issues affecting developing nations and the African continent at a global level.
We do not take this responsibility lightly because we need to highlight Africa's developmental agenda and promote equity in the global governance.
De Lille addressed delegates of the G20 Second Tourism Working Group at Coastlands Hotel in Umhlanga earlier. The three-day event that kicked off today has four priorities, including discussions around how to boost the tourism sector's startups and small businesses using AI. The conference begins a day before Africa's Travel Indaba, one of the largest tourism events on the continent.
We will welcome over 1,300 exhibitors. We have delegates from 27 African countries and over 1,200 buyers from 55 countries across the world.
KZN Premier Tami Ntuli was there. He says the G20 meeting comes at a defining moment.
The tourism sector is emerging from the shadow of the COVID-19, a crisis that tested our resilience and reshaped our perspective. Now, as we look to rebuild, we are called to do so with purpose, to make tourism not just a driver of growth, but a force for good.
Five people are currently in police custody after they were nabbed during the Nedbank Cup final in Durban. Tens of thousands of spectators filled Moses Mabhida Stadium yesterday to witness Kaizer Chiefs take on Orlando Pirates. Amakhosi beat their arch rivals 2-1. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Netshuwenda says the suspects face charges for different infringements of the law.
Two suspects were arrested for unauthorized sale of matchday tickets. Two more suspects were arrested for pitch invasion. And one suspect was nabbed for unauthorized flying of a drone within the perimeters of the stadium. Lieutenant General Mukwanazi reserves special praise for the officers from various law enforcement agencies who worked from early hours of the day until late at night to ensure the safety of everybody who was part of the football spectacle.
And a manhunt is underway for the robbers who shot and killed a security guard during a cash-in-transit heist in Mandeni on the north coast. Police say the vehicle came under fire on the P415 road in the morning yesterday. Provincial SAPS spokesperson Robert Netshuwenda says the robbers made off with an undisclosed amount of cash. A reminder of the two weather warnings in place for KZN today. A level 2 alert for damaging waves with wave heights reaching 4 to 6 meters between Port Edward and Richards Bay. Another yellow level 2 alert, this time for damaging winds along the coast. But looking ahead to tomorrow, Durban a high of 22, Underberg 16, Mooi River 17, Kokstad 18, Ulundi 20, Richards Bay, Margate, Newcastle, Pietermaritzburg and Ladysmith a high of 21. Sea swells are reaching 4 in Durban with sunrise at 32 minutes past 6. That's all from the Newswatch team for today. I'm Nushera Sudhyal.